Okay, so yesterday we left off. Rava said that Chalipa works in the case of Truma. Not Chalipa, I'm sorry. Matana Manas Lahavisha works in the case of Truma. Doesn't work in the case of Sale, Kedusha, and Pinyon Aben. And the Gemara said it's a contradiction. Number one, it's either it works or it doesn't work. And number two, Rava himself said by Esrig, if you give it the Matana Manas Lahavisha, it works. So we're up to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines from the bottom of Vavam and Beis. Elam Ravashi, Bekulakani. Matana Manas Lahavisha can work by everything. You can buy a field with a Matana Manas Lahavisha. And again, there are two participating parties that agree to this transaction. Like you can go to a person and say, will you sell me your field? And he says, yes. He says, I'll pay you with a Matana Manas Lahavisha. And the guy can tell him to get lost. But he can also agree, and this is a valid Kenyan, because he's giving him money. The fact that there's a condition that it be given back is a condition, doesn't invalidate the transaction. The same thing is true by Pinyon Aben, and the same thing is true by Truma. Now, both parties would have to agree to this. The person receiving the Truma, it would have to be, he would agree to this condition. Not he could just say, don't give it to me, you know what I mean? I don't, what do I need it for? But that's up to him. But that's not the point. But the point is here, the bar me'isha. It won't work by kedusha. If you say, isha nikmas b'chalipim. Because the way Rashi explains it, the other Rishonim seem to explain it, is that it looks too much like chalipim. Chalipim is usually you hand somebody a keli, a handkerchief, whatever it is, a yarmulke, and in return he sells you something, then you give him back the yarmulke. So anything that a Kenyan that's conditionally returned smells of chalipin. So Pesach speaks that it's rabbinic, and the Rabbanu were mafkia condition. Because biblically it is not chalipin, because this is giving him an item of value, not as an exchange, but as a monetary Kenyan. The only reason it doesn't work is because since there's a condition of return, it has the trappings of chalipin, and therefore the Rabbanu stepped in and remove the kedushin with Avkinu Rabbanu the kedushin b'nei. The Drashi, Elam Ravashi, Vada Bekulam Rava Dekaino. It works everywhere. Lebar Meisha, either Chalipim Dabi, similar to Chalipim, Kekinyim Besuder, like a Kenyan with a kerchief, that's what they used to use for Chalipim, the Eina Ela Oichesbo Machzirai, the guy takes it and gives it right back. Amanas Lahagzir looks like Chalipin. It doesn't work the same way. And Matan Amanas Lahagzir is a valid Kenyan. A valid Kenyan. So is Chalipin, but it's a valid Kenyan Kesef. And the condition to give it back is enough to make it look like Chalipin. And therefore the Rabbanan invalidated the condition. Amalei Ravuna Bar Mered or Mechemil or Rashi. Alki Amina Mishmei the Rabbi Kavasech. We've said with the name of Rava, like you.
Very good. Rabbi Margaret?
Yes.
So when they do the Kina Chalipin and the Chasna, they're just for the Chasna to be Kanya or whatever, they agree to the Ksuba, right?
Correct. Again, we have to reiterate this many a time. Ksuba is a financial contract. It happens to be done at the time of a wedding because Rabbanan required it, but not because it has anything to do with the marriage itself. It's a separate financial contract, and the chalipin is the way the chassan obligates himself to whatever is written in the Stark Sage Suma. The truth is, you wouldn't need the chalipin, the sudar. You could do this is handing her the star. Star is also a kinyan, but we make it stronger by having the chalipin, a sudar. Because the Adam said they watched the Kenyan. That's what it says in the Ksuba. So we want them to watch the Kenyan Suda. That's the Gemara about it. Now we're going to introduce a few new concepts. Amarava, 10 mana l'ploidi v'akadish anilach. The Kudeshes b'din arev. Okay. There's halacha in Cheshem Mishpat, nothing to do with marriage, that if Shimon walks over to Levi, it says, lend Yehuda $100 and I'll guarantee it. So when Shimon Levi lends Yehuda the $100, Shimon becomes obligated as a guarantor. And what obligates him? He didn't receive the money. Why is he obligated as a guarantor? The answer is the Torah wrote a parsha called guarantor. That means that when Levi gives Yehuda the money, Shimon becomes obligated for one of two reasons. Either it's like Shimon got the money from Levi, even though he didn't, but because Levi is giving Yehuda the money based on Shimon's guarantee, it's as if Shimon got the money. Or the pleasure that Shimon receives, that Levi listened to him and lent Yehuda $100, obligates Shimon in paying the $100. It's like a payment for the pleasure received. Two ways to understand the concept of guarantor. Either we view that the guarantor received the money, even though he didn't, but the Torah is mechadesh, the Torah has made a new rule that if Levi lends Yehuda money based on Shimon's guarantee, it's as if Shimon received the money. Or you can understand guarantee is that because Shimon has the pleasure that he was listened to, that Levi lent Yehuda the money, therefore Shimon obligates himself based on the reception of that pleasure. Pleasure is worth money, like he received money. Now, Kedushin, Rabbi says, works the same way. If a guy walks over to a lady and says, I'd like to marry you, and she says, give the money that you want to give me, give it to Shimon. So the guy walks over to the lady, says, Hari Abu Kudeshes, what money do, she'eting the Shimon, that I'm giving to Shimon. So he's being Mekadesh the lady by giving it to Shimon. Now, how would the lady become Mekadeshes? The answer is, the lady is like a guarantor. It's being done because of her command. So either we view it as if she received the money, or we view it that the pleasure that he listened to her to give the money to Levi is enough to make it that she becomes Mekudeshes. So Amar Rava, Tem mana l'plein li zakadosh anilach. Give somebody $100 and that will be the Kedusha. Now he says, I have Mekudeshes, Levi. She's just telling him what she would like to receive for her Kedusha. She would like to receive that he should give the money to somebody else. Let's say this lady has a father who is having trouble paying for the chasana. So she tells her husband, you know, I'd rather you give the money to my father than give the money to me. So he gives the money to the father and he says to her, in front of Adam, and he says to her when he gives the money to the father, hurry up, Kedushasli, this money that I'm giving to your father. And that's good Kedusha because it's being done by her command, by her wishes. And therefore, she's like an Arev. And Rav explained that Mekudesh is within Arev. Arev, Lav, Abagav, Dulemoti, Hanon, Liyote, Kumishav, and Navshay, a guarantor, even though he does not receive anything, is enough to make himself have a Mishabed himself to. How does Archibald translate the word Mishabed?
Does he not bind himself?
Bind himself, okay. Hayitzanami, this lady, Abagavli Matan, all the others, she didn't get the money, right? But Kamashab de Matna Navshin, but she's giving herself, meaning she's receiving Kedushin. The Kedushin is either the concept of Arev makes it like she got the money, or the concept of Arev says that the pleasure she received by the guy listening to her is the money she receives from the guy. That's Shabba Kesef, Rashi. The Rashi, top Rashi. When he gave it to the guy, Amar La, he said to her, Iskat Shili, you be Mekudeshes with this. Mekudeshes, Abagav Limata Anor Liyoda, she did not get the money into her hands. We did Arev. We find in the Torah that the guarantor becomes bound, that's the word he used, to the Malva. We can learn it out. That's halacha number one, the Rava says. So we've now introduced that the concept of guarantor teaches us that following somebody's command either makes it like he received it, or following somebody's command makes it that the pleasure in listening is considered shava kesa. And with that, he's being mekadesh to live. Zakti Gemara Vayit. What happens the next case? Hey, Lachmana, this Katshi Leplaini. And Rashi learns he's a Shliach. So Shimon asks Levi, do me a favor, go make Kedushin for me to this lady. Now, usually what happens is Shimon gives Levi money, and says, go to Sprinter, and then the Kaddish is for me. And Levi goes to Sprinter and says, Harab Makadesh is for Shimon. And there's this money, right? He gives him a ring. Let's say it's Shimon's ring. Levi gives him a ring, and he says, Harab Makadesh is for Shimon, but Tabasu. So he's using Shimon's money. He's an agent of Shimon, and he's making the Kedushin for Shimon. We're now going to say that Levi can use his own ring, give it to the lady, and make the Kedushin for Shimon. He's an agent of Shimon's. Right? Shimon asked him, can you do me a favor? I'd like to marry Sprinter. Can you take care of it for me? So Levi walks over to Sprinter and says, would you like to marry Shimon? And she says, yes. He takes a ring out of his pocket that belongs to him, not to Shimon. And he says to the lady, that works. Now, usually in Kedushin, the man gives the lady something. Here, the man's not giving a thing. But it works anyway. Now, where do we know that from? We know that from Evet Kanani. The halacha is, if somebody goes to the master and says, I'd like to pay for the freedom of this Evet Kanani. I'm not talking about whether he's allowed to free him or not. But he wants to get this Evet free. So he takes his own money, pays the master to buy the Evet for freedom. That's the halacha. An Evet can buy his freedom, but an Evet has no money. So somebody else can use their money and buy the Evet his freedom. Now, how can the Evet get his freedom by somebody else? The person's not buying him as an Evet. He's buying his freedom. How does he buy his freedom with his money? The Evet is the one that's supposed to go free. Shouldn't the Evet have to pay the money? The answer is, the Torah is mechadesh, that somebody can use his money to benefit someone else. Somebody can pay the master to buy the Evet Kanani free. Same thing here. Levi can use his ring to acquire this woman for Shimon. This is the halacha of Evet Kanani, that it doesn't have to be the money of the person that's marrying the woman. It can be somebody else's money, and he's giving it for the purpose of the marriage of Shimon, even though it's Levi's money. Just like the person who buys the freedom of the Evet Kanani uses his money to buy freedom for that Evet. And that works. Now again, if it were work that the guy's buying him as a slave and then frees him would be one thing. But that's not the halacha. We will learn later on in Kedushin that money itself is a vehicle for freedom. By buying the Evet for freedom, he becomes free. You don't need a star shikur. We will learn that later on. And therefore, here is the same thing. We see that one person can use his money to acquire something for a different person. And then here, Levi can use his money to make Kedushin for Shimon, even though it's not Shimon's money. Let's read it inside. Halach money, v'skacha mana, v'skacha l'pleni. Here is a mana, and be mekudeshes to Shimon. Now, obviously, Shimon wants it. He made Levi an agent, and the woman is agreeing to marry Shimon. Mekudeshes medin Evet Kanani. Evet Kanani, lav, isn't it? Avagav l'chasim l'aymidi. The Evet did not lose a penny. Kekoni navshe becomes free when somebody else pays for it. Shimon also, even though it's not costing him a penny, can acquire this woman with Kedushin. Bashi, Halach money that's catching the money. Ushluchai, he is a shliach. He's a shliach, but he's doing the Kedushin with his own money. The Avagav de Mamayna Lamshim Mishalayahu. Even though the money does not belong to the sender, but it's the agent that's using his own money. But then Evet Kanani, the Krashi, the Tnambe Masnisim, the Kamon, Kainas Asmoy Bekesav, Aydei Achayim. The Mishnah says later on in First Barak that an Evet can acquire himself through money if others pay, because an Evet can't pay. Shachayim Paydenai Sab the Mamaydam, they redeem him with their money. And he acquires himself, he goes free. Even though he did not lose anything on this money. He didn't spend any money. So we see two concepts in Kedushin. One, that just like a guarantor works, a person can be mekadesh. A woman can tell him to give the money to somebody else, and she's mekadeshes. Two, now one person can give his money and act as an agent of another person, even though the money does not belong to the sender, it belongs to the agent. We see that from Eved Kanani, where somebody can buy the Eved Tzvidim, even though the Eved does not spend one penny. Now the Gemara puts the two together. The Gemara is going to come up with a case that you have to combine the concept of Arev and the concept of Eved Kanani by Kedushin. And that is as follows. Ken mana leploini v'akadish ani lai. Shprinza tells Levi, give Shimon $100 and I will marry Shimon. So Shimon can tell Shprinza, hari at mekadesh asli, with the money that Levi is giving me. Because we learned from Eved Kanani that Shimon can get Kedushin with Levi's money. And we learned from Arev that if she's being listened to, that's considered like she received the money. So when she says to, Shminza says to Shimon, to Levi, if you give Shimon $100, I will marry Shimon. Right? So she has the pleasure that Levi listened to her and gave Shimon the $100. That's the din of guarantorship, which either makes it like she got the money or that she, the pleasure itself is worth money. And the fact that the money didn't belong to Shimon doesn't bother us, because from Eved Kanani we see that an agent can use his own money. So Shimon would appoint Levi as an agent, and Levi would say to the Shminza, Hariat Mukadashas with Shimon in the money I am giving him. So she ends up commanding Levi to give Shimon money, and Shimon ends up being the husband, because Levi did Kedushin for him, and the way he did Kedushin for him was to listen to the woman's instructions of what to do with the money. And the money went right back to Shimon. So Levi gave Shimon money, and Shimon becomes the husband, and Shminza is married to Shimon. She received the fact that Levi listened to her. That's guaranteeship. And Kanani told us that the money doesn't have to belong to the husband. So therefore, the money can belong to Levi. And the fact that she listened, he listened to the woman to do with the money what she wanted him to do, serves that she received the money from Shimon, because just like Eved Kanani is like he paid for his freedom, here, Shimon paid for his Kedushin using Levi's money. I hope I'm explaining myself clearly enough.
So Levi's out $100?
What?
Levi's out $100?
Shimon got $100. Levi took his own $100, gave it to Shimon, and Shimon's marrying her with that $100 that he received.
Right, so now the Levi's out $100.
Yeah, he doesn't mind. He obviously agreed. He wouldn't do it if he didn't agree.
Helik is a form of a loan. I mean, it's the beginning of a loan, right?
Not a loan. He's giving him a present. Kedushin is not a loan. I'm sorry?
As a matana?
Again, Shimon, Spencer tells Shimon, tells Levi. Levi comes over to Spencer and says, Shimon would like to marry you. So Shminza says, no problem. Give Shimon $100, right? And I'm willing to marry Shimon. I'm willing to marry him. So Levi says to he's Shimon's agent, says to Shminza, Hariat Mukadashas with Shimon, the money she'etav loy. Because by giving Shimon the money, he's giving it to Shminza. That's the halach of Arev. And the fact that he doesn't have to be Shimon's money, we learn now from Eved Kanani. So Levi's using his money to get Shprinza a wife, to get Shprinza as a wife to Shimon, by giving the money to Shimon, and that works because it was under Shprinza's command. So it combines both concepts. She's receiving the pleasure of being listened to, and somebody is spending money for Shimon. Right? Somebody's spending money for Shimon here. Levi's giving his money for Shimon, which works for Eved Kanani. Rashi, I mean Gemara. Ten mana leplaini v'akadosh aviloi, v'kadosh is medin shneya. We learn it out from both. Arav lav avagav lekam atzad nor liyadeh, by guarantor, even though she didn't get anything, kam v'shabed navshay, right, the guarantor got nothing. It's enough to bind it because he was listened to. Hayatanami avagav lekam atzad nor liyadeh, she's not getting any tangible money, kam atzad navshay, because she's being listened to. That is considered like she either received the money or she received the pleasure of being listened to. But whatever way you understand guaranteeship, you will understand that the woman got something from the person giving the money. That's Arev. And then we say, right, Midami. The Gemara says, that's not a good comparison. Arev, Haidika Kanile, the Chasim Amina. The guy who's receiving the guaranteeship, the lender is losing money. He's lending a guy money. He's doing something. Here, Shimon is getting a wife without paying a penny. How can he get a wife without paying a penny? We see by Eber Kanani that a guy doesn't have to spend money and he can acquire something. Like a customer might give a good money. And Evan gets himself free when somebody else pays for it. So over here also, something about me dummy has to have to come back to the money. There, at least the owner is receiving money to free the Evan. How is the come back to now? She would like to collect it. What means it? This woman is giving herself for marriage and receives nothing in return. She didn't get any money. Something about it's not true. Arv teaches me that she's considered that she got money. Even though that not, the money doesn't go to the Arv, the Shabbat Navshe. So we take the two together, you can come up with this case, that the husband gets the money and the wife is Mekudeshes. The husband gets the money from a third party, his agent, and the reason that works is because the money doesn't have to be his. The money can be the agent's. We learned that from Eber Kanani. And the reason it doesn't use them is because the woman received the pleasure of being listened to. So what happened is, Levi gave the woman the pleasure of being listened to for Shimon. And Levi can do it for Shimon, we learn from Eber Kanani. And the pleasure to be listened to works, we learn from Arev. So Shpinsa is married, she received pleasure, she didn't receive any money, she received the pleasure of being listened to, and Shimon, instead of losing money on marriage, gained money. He made money on the marriage based on the fact that that was the will of the woman. And it worked because Levi did kedushin for him with his own money. It's like Levi used his own ring for Shimon. Rashi. Look, Rashi. Nakadish ani lai. The ice to play me to that person, the mana shetiten loy mishvili. Now he would have to say, Levi would have to say, because that's just with Shimon, the mana shetiten loy. He would have to speak that out because by Kedushin, the man has to say the Kedushin. Here, Levi is Shimon's agent, so he can say the Kedushin for him. But then Shneim, the Rashi, the Bach, what did he say? Mishnei dinim, Mishnei hadinim, from these two rules, halalu shel arev shel eber kanani, anu lamedim. We can learn it out from these two rules. Excuse me. Haidek makni, baal eved, shum maknes eved b'cheres. In the case of eber kanani, the owner of the eved who's giving the eved the freedom, klikani, excuse me, hai ketev, shum akabo b'vijayna, he's being kind of that money. Period. So we have three cases here. We first established the din of Arev by Kedushin. That's what Rabbi told us. Then we established the din of Kanani by Kedushin. Then we mixed the two and came up with a case that seems strange but works because it meets the halachic bar of what Kedushin requires. Somebody is giving money for the husband and is giving it to the woman's where the woman wants it to go. And therefore, she got the pleasure, and he gave the money for the husband. It's like the husband gave the money, even though the husband ends up with the money, but it doesn't have to be his money. It can be the other guy's money, and he got it. because the woman wanted it to go to him. Zalkin Gemara right. Boy, Rava. Rava says the following Shaila. Now, this is a difficult one. I'm going to try my best. Boy, Rava. Heilach mana v'kadosh ani lach. The woman says, you know what? I'll marry you if you take my money. If you take my money, I'll marry you. So, Mahu, and he says to the woman, Ariat Mukadeshusli, is the money that I am taking from you. Okay, this is Shimon talking to Shmenta. Shmenta says, Shimon, I'm willing to marry you. I want to give you the money. And with that money, I want to become Mukadeshus. And Shimon says to her, Ariat Mukadeshusli, with the money that I am taking from you. The halacha is, but the halacha, Amar Mazutra Mishmeid Rapapa, Mekudashis. So Mazutra said the name of Rapapa, that she is Mekudashis. So Trashi, in Mepharis, Ra'azul, time of the Kameh, like the Gemara will explain later on. Zabti Gemara, right? Amar Ravashim, the Mazutra. Now, the Gemara is not bothered with the Kiyikach aspect. Because the bottom line is he's doing the Kedusha. He's saying, Hariat Mukadesh is we. So that doesn't bother the Gemara. What's bothering the Gemara is, it seems like he is acquiring her by acquiring the money. Let me just go a little bit off the subject, but it's not really off the subject. Now, luckily, there's a Kenyan called Agav. Agav means if I buy a field, along with the field, I can buy any movable object, whether it's on the field or not on the field, called the Kinyan Agav. So if I buy a piece of land of yours, you can sell me, along with a piece of land, a car in China. That's the halacha. It's called Kinyan Agav. The land, a Kinyan on land, has the ability to act as a transaction for non-land. That's the halacha of Kinyan Agav. Now, you can't buy a car and with the car acquire land. Agav doesn't work. It works from land to metalpolin. It does not work from metalpolin to land. Now, the Gemara is viewing woman in a certain way like land. And the Gemara is saying if she gives him money and along with the money he's acquiring her, so isn't that him acquiring a woman by acquiring metalpolin? Like, how can that work? A person has to acquire a woman by acquiring the woman. He can't acquire the woman by accepting money. That's acquiring money. How does the acquisition of money work for the woman? Dr. Gemara, Amar Lei Ravashim L'Mazutrim, Ken Havali L'Chasim Shiesh L'Makrayim. We view the woman, people are viewed like land. Right? And Evan is like Karka. We view people like more like land than metalpolin. You're letting him acquire, quote unquote, land, meaning the woman, in the chasim she'ema machrayas, with money. By taking the money and doing a kinyan on the money, he's acquiring the woman. By non ipkatnan, the chasim she'ema machrayas, niknim the chasim she'eshla machrayas, the kesib shtayim chazaka. We learned, not that way, we learned that you can acquire metalplin with land, not land with metalplin. Amalei, mi sabrit amalei agav, you think she wants to marry him by him being kind of the money, he's being kind of her? What happened is, hachav adam chashav eskina. He is a very chashav person. He doesn't take presents from people. The bahi hano, the kemakabu matonavina, in the pleasure that she gets, that in fact he's willing to accept the present, Gomro Machmalin Avshe. So it comes out that what happened is he gave her something. By receiving the present, she received the pleasure that that person was willing to take money from her. Now, usually, the woman wouldn't have pleasure from giving a present to the guy, but he's a chash of a person. Giving a present to him is very meaningful. I used a mashal yesterday. If somebody would be able to give Reb Chaim Kanievsky a shtender, the hanoah of receiving that Reb Chaim Kanievsky would be using your shtender is worth money. People pay for that right. And therefore, that would be her receiving hanoah by his accepting. And he would have to say, abukadeshously, by the hanoah you get from me taking the present. And that's what the Gemara is saying. Yes.
Rabbi, before you come on to the answer, why is this any different than when she tells Levi to give Shimon money and it works? Why is it, what's any different than if he gives it directly? What's the difference? He's just a regular Joe, and Levi, what did she get? She was listened to. That was the pleasure she got. She was so too. That, why do you have to come on to the distinguished person thing? It worked before with the Shliach, to do it directly.
Okay, so thank you for answering that question. That's a good question. The answer is as follows. The pleasure of Arez is that somebody did something because of her. Here, accepting is not doing something because of her.
He's doing something. He's marrying her.
No. Marrying her is not giving. He has to give her something to him. She has to receive pleasure to be able to get married. You can't walk over to a woman
pleasure,
and say, that's just to me with the pleasure of marrying me. No. You have to give the woman an other pleasure that makes the marriage. You can't walk over to a woman and say, that the fact that you're going to be called Mrs. So-and-so, that's enough pleasure that I want to marry you with that. No. The Kedushin has to be affected by an other pleasure that creates a transaction that's called Kedushin. So in the case of Arev, she received the pleasure of being listened to. Either the Torah said that's why she got the money, or the Torah said the pleasure of being listened to binds a person into an agreement. In the case of Arev, in a monetary agreement, in the case of Kedushin, she received something. She received the pleasure. Giving the man money, there was no action that was given to her. Receiving is not called an action. Nobody did anything because of her. So the hanoah of being married to the guy is not called the hanoah. So what is the pleasure she's receiving? So it depends. If he's a chash of a person, she's receiving the pleasure that he took a present from her. If she's not a chash of a person, it's not so pleasurable. Let me try to put this in a little bit of a different perspective. And the shulach comes to your door, and you hand them $10. I mean, Dr. Harris is a big tzaddik, but Yitzchak Margaret doesn't necessarily get pleasure that somebody took the money from him. He doesn't. He did the money because it's a mitzvah. He loves to get stuff. He loves to support. But can you ask him, did you get pleasure from giving them money? Probably the answer would be no. But let's say Reb Chaim Kanievsky came to my door, and he said to me, you know, and I said to him, oh, I'd love to give you money. The pleasure I would have that he took it from me is a tangible pleasure that I received by him taking it. That's what the Gemara is being said by Kedushin. By Arev, I don't care who the man is. I don't care how important it is. She was listened to. Being listened to means an action took place based on her command. That action creates Arvus. It created by monetary cases. All we're saying is the way it works by monetary cases is the way it works by Kedushin. Here, no action was done. What action was done that she received pleasure from? Receiving a present is usually not pleasurable for the giver. Only in certain cases. So in those cases, it would be a valid Kedushin.
Rabbi?
Yes, Rabbi Kohn.
Okay, so I want to say something like this, that, you know, when you see an ani and you give it to him, and the ani says, well, thank you so much. He said, what do you mean? You're doing more for me than I'm doing for you, okay? Forget the he's an adam chashev. He's just a regular person who needs of cash. So he's being mizak. He says, you're being mizak and me. Being that you're here, you're doing me more of a favor. Would that be a problem, alts? Mitzvahs lav lehenes nitnu.
No.
Meaning the story that you said that Dr. Harris would give, he's different than the average person. That meaning, is it nothing?
No, let me explain myself. Let me ask you, Rabbi Cohen. When you shake Esrig and Lulav on the first day of Sukkot, are you happy you did a mitzvah?
Am I happy that I do it? I am very happy.
So does that take away from Mrs. Blatler Henderson?
No, no, it doesn't.
So why is the mitzvah of giving tzedakah any more than the mitzvah of Lulav and Esrig?
Well, we have to get some kind of hunt. So what does that mean? I mean, therefore, would it be good in my case?
The what?
Forget about Adam Chashev. Just any person you give it to, that's an ani.
No, he's not really receiving the pleasure that he took it. She had no doubt that he would take it. It didn't mean anything for her to take it. She did a mitzvah zaka. That's not pleasure from him. That's pleasure from the mitzvah. It makes no difference if it's him or 40 other people that would line up.
But he was there. He's the person that if he wouldn't, if no one would be there, I couldn't have done the mitzvah. Okay, so the mitzvah. I needed someone to be there.
I don't think that would qualify as him receiving pleasure from her receiving pleasure from him. If she gave tzedakah to an ani and said, "With this tzedakah that you receive, I'm a kadeshes to you," and he says, "I'm a kadeshes to you with the money you're giving me for tzedakah," I don't think she gets pleasure from the fact that he took her money. Every ani takes her money. And every ani takes everybody else's money. The Adam Chashev is not taking money from everybody. The Adam Chashev is selective who receives it from. That's what creates the pleasure. What I think.
I'm still stuck on the fact that she doesn't get pleasure from being listened to, but you're saying that doesn't work when it's direct because it's, why?
No action was done. Nobody listened to her.
Yeah, he said, "Yeah, I'm marrying you because you said that."
I told you, you can't marry a woman with the pleasure of marrying her. You can't walk over to a woman and say, "Hurry up, because that's just leaving the Hanoi that your name is now going to be Mrs. So and so. So you'll be married to me." You can't use the pleasure of marriage as the means of the acquisition of marriage. You have to give a different pleasure. Now, the pleasure that somebody listened to her and shelled out money, that's called a maisa that was done because of her. That's the halacha of Arev. But Rashi. Dr. Rashi, because that's just in the fire glass of time of the Kamei, like the Gemara will explain. Yeshma Machrayas, Adam Hukish Lukakas, a man is compared to land, the Rashis Achuza. You should inherit it to inherit, talking about Eben, as a Achuza means as a, I don't know what the word Achuza is, a portion. And the Chasim Shema Machrayas, Shemaik Reynes Lukakas, Matalim. He sells lands and metaltlim. Is that Moshe Hametaltlim back across Knuya Loi the Meshichas Hametaltlim? And you're saying that the person should acquire land by moving the metaltlim. By Nam Ipchutanam, we learn the opposite. Shitarach Likmus Harkarka. The Echad Men Adoram Sharkarka Nikta Bem Gan Kesev Ishtarach Hazaka. The Noah God of Rabbarat. Yes, do either Kar Kesev or Star or Hazaka. Fixing the lock, breaking, fixing the fence, breaking the fence close for a little bit. Metalman didn't make a then with the land, he can be metalpo, he can be kind of metalpo. Vadim Choshev Eskinan, she'ena rogu l'kabo matonis, he's not accustomed to accepting presents. He noticed Rashi say that. The pleasure is because he doesn't take from everybody. If he takes from everybody, I'm not getting pleasure from him. Of course he'll take my money. Takes everybody's money. It's, the pleasure would be only if I got a mitzvah. That's not called pleasure. If he doesn't take presents from everybody and he's willing to take my present, that's extremely pleasurable for me. But Dahiyana, She would be willing to pay somebody. She would go and pay the gabbai of this guy money to talk to the person that he should accept her presence. That means it's worth money. Let's say the Gadol HaDor would come to town and you want him to stay in your house. You would pay somebody to get him to stay in your house. That means it's worth money for you for him to stay in your house. That would be a means he could be mekadesh with that hanuah. Mashenken, a regular person, yeah, you want to do the mitzvah achnas l'sarach and you'll invite him. But you're not willing to pay for that. You're not going to go pay people to come to your house. They would go to anybody's house. So why would you pay for that? Unless you want to pay for a mitzvah. So it's not the hanuah of the person giving you, it's the hanuah of the mitzvah giving you. That's not called hanuah. Yes.
She's marrying this Adam Chashuv, right?
Yes.
So was it? You know, I know it's asked over and over again. How is this Adam Chashuv so much different? In other words, I thought the explanation was that you don't get enough from regular marriage, but
no.
You don't get that.
Everybody gets enough from being married. But you can't use the hanah of being married as a means of acquisition of marriage.
Because
you can't tell the woman what? You have to receive something for the kedushin. You can't receive the pleasure that you're going to be married to me. She's not getting hanah because he's marrying her. She's getting the hanah from the mechashev that he accepted her gift.
So she's giving him something other than going into marriage with him. She's giving him something.
Correct.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Do you have to turn around and say, Hareya Mugadeshasli Be Hanazu?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes, he's being mekadesh by what he's giving her. He's giving her the pleasure of taking her presence. I think if we take the case I talked about, the Gadol HaDor comes, and the woman has invited him to stay in her house, and he agreed. Right? There's no yichud issues, there's nothing, he agreed. And she's so happy that he agreed. Now she's much happier than a regular guy would stay at anybody's house. This guy never stays in anybody's house. He agreed to stay in her house. People pay for the right to host the Gadol HaDor. I mean, it's worth money to host the Gadol HaDor. You don't pay for something that you wouldn't. That's not worth money to you.
Rebbe.
Yes.
What do you mean? Tell you the Mesu Tandum Nesu Armalu. A lady would pay $1 to be married.
This is the fourth time this question was asked in different ways. The answer is.
But the way I said it was much more easier to understand.
Fine, maybe. That's not the point here. I mean, not maybe, for sure. But that's not the point here. The point here is. You can't say to a woman, I am marrying you with the pleasure of the fact that now you'll be married. That's
well,
not valid.
Why not? Why not? It's a hanah.
It has to be another hanah that creates the marriage. The hanah can't be the marriage. The hanah has to be something she receives besides the marriage, that creates the marriage. It can't be the hanah you will receive by being married to me.
Well, I mean,
I'm sorry.
Let's say now she because she's marrying this fellow, she gets to live in a much more beautiful abode. Okay, she give $1 to. We're talking about a pruta. She'd give $1 to be able to live in this house. So now that she's married to this guy, she gets to live now in in South Euclid instead of Cleveland Heights, okay?
She doesn't get that bread and butter right now. She gets to know when she moves in.
No, she'll pay a dollar knowing that she'll be able to move in and after the movers come in 6 weeks.
I think the question, but I think that is, there has to be a separate hanor than the actual marriage.
This is not the actual marriage. This is a byproduct of it.
I don't know the answer to your question. I don't know. I have to think about it. I have to work on it.
Maybe call
the... I want to wish everybody a good Sabbath and a wonderful week. I shall be back in Beit Hashem on February 19th, Sunday morning. I'll be back in Beit Hashem to do Chazara. Next week, Rabbi Carr will be giving shiur from 6 to 6:50. Everybody should have a wonderful Shabbos. I hope to be back for Shabbos next week, but I won't be giving shiur on Friday. So for the next year, I will be there. Beit Hashem on Sunday. Everybody should have a wonderful day.
That's the
good
Shabbos.
Have a good Shabbos, Rabbi.
Hatzlacha.